began at a number of steel-dependent industries. By the end of the month, most defense industries and auto plants nationwide were completely shut down. Consumer inventories of steel were
Hello, you're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, New York 90.7 FM. Listeners supported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands, and open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and I hope that you stay with us.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Athens, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond.
This makes poetry for open ears. I'm Claren. I'm 8, and I live in Athens.
And
thousands
I'm
of miles away.
Thousands.
Athens.
You live in like, Greece?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That's where I live.
I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
I'm joking.
In one of the Hudsons in the world.
Oh.
They're not as far. I think all of the Hudsons are in the U.S., but I'm not sure. I haven't heard of a Hudson elsewhere. But we're here every week talking about books. Books
because
we love.
We love and books things.
Yep. And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friends Georgia and Fatia and Amelia. But today it's me and Claire.
It's
Claire and Emily show.
It's a Claire and Emily show.
Boop-a-doop.
Oh, wait. There's this funny thing. It's not related to books. But it's just like what I said and you said. So my teacher's name is Miss Sherry. And You know how there's this nude broadcast that sometimes comes on in the bus? It's Bob and Sherry. It's a weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you sometimes have heard it.
I think I have heard of Bob and Sherry. It's on one of the local radio stations. Maybe it's your teacher.
No.
She has a secret second life as a radio broadcaster, but probably not.
Yeah.
Cool. So we haven't had a chance to talk in a bit. How have you been?
Good.
Me too. I haven't done as much reading as I would have liked because I've been traveling, but I did do some reading. Have you been reading anything good?
Yep. Yeah. So here I have I'd Be Catherine Hangigan and Her Plan to Maximize Fun Before Disaster and Possibly Save the World.
Whoa.
I'd Be and Her Plan to Maximize Fun. And it sounds like really childish and horrible, but it's actually really good.
Cool. Has a little blurb from Kate DiCamillo on the cover. I trust her. And I trust you.
And then,
what's it about? So it's a chapter book?
So I read it all. So it's about her. And I read you one page on the back.
Okay.
This is what I have. Well, it's part of the book. You'll hear this in the book if you read it too. This is what I have for lunch every single day. Peanut butter and one slice of bread, milk and an apple. Preferably a Michelot because they're tangy with a thin skin, which Daddy says reasonable me at times. Don't you want to try something different, Ivy? Daddy will say. Well, by lunchtime, I'm wide awake and I've already been busy doing my chores and learning and have some fun. I've got a list of things that I can't wait to do. In the afternoon, my head is filled to the rim with interesting ideas and plans, and that's exactly how I want it to stay. There's too much thing to think about in this world. Best cities that I'm going to have for lunch. Daddy, I say, and he looks at me. I like I'm truly mysterious.
Sounds fun. So you've read the whole book?
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah. Oh, and then there's this other one.
Another book?
So I have 5 books. I have I'm Invited to a Party. I Will Surprise My Friend. Happy Pig Day. Waited Not Easy. And the Thank You Book. Here are all the 4 books.
Yay. What does it say on it? It says the
Biggie. And Elephant and Piggy, Biggie, 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 Biggie! Woo. 5 by Mo Williams, Volume 5.
And I love
it has
those books.
5 amazing books. They are all really good.
You can't go wrong with Elephant and Piggy.
Yeah, no matter what age you are.
Mm-hmm. Fun for all ages.
My favorite is the Thank You one. Thank you or Happy Pig Day. Wait, no.
Yeah.
The Thank You one or I'm Invited to a Party. So you either save the best one. So I think that you should maybe read these ones last, the 2 other ones, because I think they're really good. I don't know about you. You might think differently, but I think that you should read them last and save it up.
But you really can't go wrong. They're all so good. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Save the best for last.
Yeah, I'm Invited to a Party. Yeah,
same. I forget which ones I've read or not read, because I've read a lot of them, but I didn't read it in any specific order. Just kind of like grabbed them every once in a while to read. But someday I should read them through start to finish. Although you don't have to. There's not like a strong character arc or anything. But they're so cute and funny. I like that they're funny. And because there's most of the books just have Elephant and Piggy, and occasionally there's other characters. I like if you're reading it with somebody else who knows how to read as well, you can take turns doing the parts. So one of you can be Elephant, one can or Gerald and Piggy.
Oh, and there's this joke that I want to tell you.
Okay.
Who's the king of the pencil case?
I don't know.
The ruler. Oh, and I want to tell you
that
a
makes
joke,
sense.
And I want to tell you another one, but this one, the one that I just said, I have not made up, and the one that I'm about to say, I have made up.
Okay.
What did the annoyed clock say to the other annoyed clock?
Is that something like you're ticking me off?
You're ticking me off. Did I say that one already?
No, it's just clever. I like it. Excellent. Excellent work. Well, thanks for sharing those books. They're very different. The IW one seems like it's a little more advanced reading, like a middle grade chapter book. And then Elephant and Piggy are sort of lighter and fun. So it's a nice little balance. But while you were sharing, we have another member of our team that made it
to
the radio.
Guess who it is. Guess who it
guess
is.
Who. Guess who, listeners.
Okay, we'll give you 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You could only have chosen one. It was...
Reveal yourself.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who Fatia! Else is here?
Hi.
Hi, Fatia. Yay. Fatia is here. We're so excited. Did you have something you wanted to share today, Fatia?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, just find it real quick.
Okay.
It's called Life. It's by Erin K. Green. And it's a poem, too, that I've been reading a lot.
Nice.
Getting by one day at a time. My challenges and trails grow. So a new mountain I must climb and battle through the endless snow. Every day struggles renew, life unique and in epic style. Sleepless nights turn my brain to stew, yet I find a reason to smile. Whilst I face challenges aglow, sleepless nights through storms untamed and endless mountains to endure. I do with my love. Band. Together we overcome strife. Together we tackle this life.
Lovely. That's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing. How did you come across that poem?
One day I was very sad and I was searching for a bunch of poems and I found it. And I think that was like a week ago or two. And I read it like a billion times.
Very cool. I love reading poems and I love hearing poems. So I love when you share them. I haven't read much poetry recently. I should do more of that. So I have a book/streaming series to mention on this show. So I will say first off that I haven't read this book in many, many years. And so the specifics of it are a little loose in my brain. But I remember enjoying it quite a bit. And I was able to meet the author back in 2013 and got my book signed. So, and he was very nice. He's a very cool guy. And, but anyways, so the book is American Born Chinese. It's by Jean Luen Yang.
Oh my God. On Disney, there is a new TV show called that.
Yep. And it's based on the book, although I'm pretty sure that they made a lot of changes to the storyline. So there's some similarities, but I think it's very different. So I will read the description of the book, and then we could talk about the show too, if you want. So I'll read the description first, but it's American Born Chinese. It was geared towards teens. I haven't read it in a while, so it might be okay for middle grade, but I can't remember. The year it came out, it won the Michael L. Prince Award, which is like the American Library Association's main book for young adults award. And it was also a National Book Award finalist. And I'm pretty sure that it was the first graphic novel to ever be a finalist for that award. And it won the Eisner Award for Best Graphic Album as well. And it was on like a ton of best lists. So I'm going to read the description for this one because I haven't read it in over 10 years. But I'm hoping after I watch the show, I'm going to read it again to see how it compares. But I didn't want to spoil anything in the show for myself since I'm watching it a bit fresh. So here's the description. Three very different characters, one simple goal, to fit in. Jin Wong starts at a new school where he's the only Chinese-American student. When a boy from Taiwan joins his class, Jin doesn't want to be associated with an FOB like him. That means fresh off the boat. Jin just wants to be an all-American boy because he's in love with an all-American girl. Danny is an all-American boy, great at basketball, popular with the girls, but his obnoxious Chinese cousin, Chin Ki's annual visit is such a disaster that it ruins Danny's reputation at school, leaving him with no choice but to transfer somewhere he can start all over again. The Monkey King has lived for thousands of years and mastered the arts of Kung Fu and the heavenly disciplines. He's ready to join the ranks of the immortal gods in heaven, but there's no place in heaven for a monkey. Each of these characters cannot help himself alone, but how can they possibly help each other? They're going to have to find a way if they want to fix the disasters their lives have become. And so there's some, for anyone who's seen the series, which all of the episodes are streaming right now. I double checked. I've only seen two of them so far.
Only two. I've only seen half of the first one.
Ooh. But there's definitely some connections between these stories and what's happening on the series. But I think they kind of like tried to mix some of it together. So instead of having three different storylines that come together, it's more like two, maybe. But I think it's really fun so far. I've really enjoyed the series, the TV series. And I loved this when it came out. Thought it was really good. So yeah, my plan is to finish watching the series and then read the book again. And that way I can compare. I like seeing how things are adapted to different mediums, like from book to film or vice versa, or from other things. Even there was the video game, The Last of Us, and one of my favorite.
What?
So there's a video game called The Last of Us, and there's a popular show out now called The Last of Us that's based on that game. So it started as
what
a video
it
game,
about?
Ended up into a show. It's about a future world in which they're not quite zombies, but it's like an equivalent of zombies that
big
are
bunch of
like
zombies.
Basically, there's a bunch of it's a fungus thing that like takes over the brain. It's actually based on a real fungus that can like take over insect brains, and there's little zombie insects walking around controlled by the fungus. But so there's a video game that's about that follows an adult man and a young woman who is potentially the cure for this because she is immune to the attacks of these fungus zombie things. And so there's a video game. It recently got adapted into a series. But in between those two things happening, there was also a graphic novel based on characters from the books that
what,
take in it.
Hmm? What else is it about?
What else is it about? The game or the show or the comic?
Both. All.
Oh, I haven't played the game. I assume the game is similar to the show. What I like about the show is that while it has this overall adventure to it and like scary stuff and, you know, there's big adventure moments, it also has a lot of character development. You get to know the characters and care about them. You meet
what does the
people.
Fungus do? Like what does the fungus do?
It basically takes over their brains, but then it's also like the fungus can communicate. So if one of them knows you're somewhere, like they can like message on to the others. That's very scary.
Oh, like how do they act when they get the fungus?
Well, at first they just act normal. It doesn't get to you right away, but eventually you start acting like basically like a zombie.
And wanting
like
human biting brains?
People. Not brains so much. I don't think they go for the brains. I'm trying to remember. I think they just bite and then they make you one of their own. But the comic, which was by the person who wrote and developed the game, but all of the artwork is by Faith Erin Hicks, who is an artist that I really like. And I'll say one thing as a reader of the comic, having known nothing about the game, it felt a little empty to me because it was really meant for people that enjoy the game. So I didn't really get much out of it. I think now that I've seen the show, if I read it again, I'd get more of it out of it because I know the characters and I care about them. But so the comic is sort of a little bit of a prequel to the series, but it's about one of the main characters named Ellie.
Oh my God, my
friend
in game, she really likes to pretend that her name's Ellie, even though it isn't in game. She's like, we're playing like family, and she's like, and we're like, okay, what's your name? And she's like, Ellie, for like the game.
Interesting. But yeah, I like seeing, that is all to say that I like adaptations of different things. So I like seeing.
Oh, here's a little joke. The snuggle's real. Get it? Instead of the struggle, the snuggle.
Snuggle's real. Just put that on a blanket.
Oh, it's actually on a sweater that I have. Although I don't have it on. Obviously, I don't have it on. It's hot.
Well, that was the book that I wanted to talk about today. The book and bookish thing. But yeah, there's also a lot of cool sounding books coming out this month. I thought I could highlight a couple of them. So I'll start with one that is recently out. This is a graphic novel geared for ages 8 to 9. It's a middle grade graphic novel. And it is called Junior High. And it's by Tegan and Sarah, who are an indie pop twin sister duo. And I believe this is their debut, middle grade at least. I can't remember if they've written something.
Or third grade, because 8-year-olds are in third grade.
Yeah, it says grades 3 to 4 or ages 8 to 9 is the intended audience. But as we all know, that age ranges are much wider than that. But here is the description for that book. From indie pop twin sister duo Tegan and Sarah comes a contemporary middle grade graphic novel that explores growing up, coming out, and finding yourself through music and sisterhood. Perfect for fans of Raina Telgemeier Sisters. Which I loved. Before Tegan and Sarah took the music world by storm, the Quins were just two identical twins trying to find their place in a new home and new school. From first crushes to the perils of puberty, surviving junior high is something the sisters plan to face side by side, just like they've always faced things. But growing up also means growing apart. As Tegan and Sarah make different friends and take separate paths to understanding their queerness, for the first time ever, they ask who one sister is without the other. Set in the present day, this effervescent blend of fiction and autobiography with artwork from Eisner Award winner Tilly Walden, who I also love, offers a glimpse at the two sisters before they became icons, exploring their shifting relationship, their own experiences coming out, and the first steps of their musical journey. A prequel of sorts to the author's best-selling adult memoir, High School. Now an 8-episode freebie television series. It was also adapted. Well, the adult book. But yeah, so I think it's interesting that it's based on their childhood, but that, you know, their childhood, I don't know how old they are, but they were probably grew up in the, maybe in the 90s. I think it's interesting that they updated the timeline so that readers today will be able to connect more. But I forgot that Tilly Walden did all the artwork for this. And Tilly Walden is one of my favorite graphic novel artists and writers of all time, although she didn't write this one. But so that's Junior High. It's the first in a series. Tegan and Sarah is the series and the names of the authors. So I'll definitely be checking that one out. I actually started reading it the other day, but I haven't finished it yet. So I could talk about that on a future show, perhaps. And then I'll just mention one more book, Camp Sylvania. Camp I left Sylvania. The tagline, this summer camp bites. And it's by Julie Murphy, who wrote the Dumplin series.
The Dumplin?
Yeah, Dumplin is a popular book. She also wrote some other things, but that's her most famous. So here's the description for this one. Magnolia Maggie Hagen is determined to be in the spotlight if she can just get over her stage fright. This summer, though, she has big plans to finally attend Camp Rising Star, the famous performing arts camp she's been dying to go to for 3 whole summers. But on the last day of school, her parents break the news. Maggie isn't going to Camp Rising Star. She's being shipped off to Fat Camp. And not just any fat camp, she's going to Camp Sylvania, run by world-famous wellness influencer Sylvia Sylvania, who is known for her soon-to-be-patented Scarlet Diet. When Maggie arrives at camp, things are weird. There are the humiliating weigh-ins and grueling workouts as expected, but the campers are also encouraged to donate blood at their age. The cafeteria serves only red foods and the oddly specific rules change every day. There are even rumors of a camp ghost. Despite these horrors, Maggie makes friends and starts to actually enjoy herself. There are even tryouts for a camp production of The Music Man. This place might not be so bad until campers start going missing and other suspicious things begin happening, especially after dark. The camp ghost might be the least scary thing about this place. Dun, dun, dun. That's Camp Sylvania by Julie Murphy.
So what is Scarlet? You said that she had a Scarlet diet?
I don't know. I think they're trying to make a reference to like blood, like Camp Scarlet, like Scarlet Red, that it's like a blood diet, but I'm not sure if there's real vampire action at this place or if it's just seems that way.
So maybe what's beaches. Fat camp?
Fat camp is a term that's often used for a camp where people are either sent or choose to go. I think they are often just sent there to try to lose weight or with the goal of losing weight.
Okay.
And I don't feel like I've ever met somebody who specifically said that they went to one of these, but I think in a lot of media, people often talk about being forced to go there because their parents want them to lose weight. And it's not always a pleasant experience.
Why?
Well, I guess either the way that they're treated at the camp or the way they feel about being forced to go to this camp. But it sounds like this character, Maggie, tries to make the best out of it, makes some friends, explores the mysteries of the camp. That's cool. They do The Music Man. It's a fun musical. That was one of the first plays I was ever in my life, and one of the last. But anyways, that is Camp Sylvania by Julie Murphy, and that is coming out on June 6th, so very soon. Yeah, so those are my two recent and upcoming book suggestions for the week. I'm looking forward to checking them both out. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
Bye.
Goodbye. I don't wanna feel the need.